almost entirely invisible from the outside. The museum is lit by two large bay windows, which the architect, Bernard Zerfus, has referred to as canons à lumière, or light cannons. You can see in front of you the vestiges of two theatres, a large amphitheatre in the foreground, and at the back, a smaller theatre, an Odeon, where music was performed. The surrounding terraces were occupied by other public buildings, houses and shops. This neighbourhood on the slopes of a hill of Fourvières was one of the busiest areas of a Roman town. In the Middle Ages, the ruins were used as a source of stone, and the monuments gradually sank into oblivion. Only a century ago, you could see here only orchards and gardens. Just a few walls of the Odeon were still visible. At the end of the 19th century, enthusiasts for antiquity conducted the first excavations and rediscovered the amphitheatre. In 1933, Edouard Herriot was mayor of Lyon when the complete excavation of the vestiges began, followed by their partial restoration. This major project continued right into the 1970s. Every year in summer, the theatres rediscover their original purpose by hosting the Nuit de Fourvières festival.